At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Is Olivia okay? I think that's the question Lynx have after truly one of the most incredible rookie seasons of any professional Minnesota athlete. It's Drive Time. Jason here, Dan, Laura. And let's get right to Star Tribune women's sports reporter. She covers the Lynx. She covers it all. Cassidy Hedesheimer with the Star Tribune is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. We saw that moment of Olivia Miles leaving a little early, this a little ankle thing. What do we know, Cassidy?
Yeah, so as of just a few minutes ago, actually, the team released its pregame availability report. All WNBA teams put them out at least 24 hours before tip-off of their next game. And in that, Olivia was listed as probable for Friday's matchup against the Washington Mystics. They're traveling cross-country there, but we'll see Nafisa Collier get some rest, and she'll sit out of her first game since she's come back. So I think all in all, a pretty good sign that Olivia is listed as probable there, that if it was something more serious, then she would have just been ruled out entirely. Typically, the way those availability reports work, something like probable will be around a 75% chance of playing. So, chance that the Lynx see her tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then I would say likely Monday when they're back here facing Golden State.
Talk to me about what we saw during that win last night in Golden State, because, Golden State and the Lynx, number one, number two, but, outside of a strong second half sort of push by Golden State, and the Lynx look tough.
Yeah, I mean, Golden State is, has the highest rated defense in the entire league, and they have, pretty consistently this season, just in terms of, the shooting splits they're holding opponents to, and the defensive rating that they've been able to put up opponent points per game. And defense has been something that, Cheryl Reeve has been kind of hammering home with the Lynx ever since they kind of turned this corner into July, and just have been kind of clear atop the league standings, wanting to make sure they're maintaining that part of their identity. And I think that we saw yesterday with, a team like the Lynx, they're, they can get the job done defensively and sort of match that intensity when they're playing their best on that end of the court. But they just have such a versatile offense with so many scoring options. And Golden State was looking to try to cash in from deep and just couldn't convert. But the Lynx offense is much more multifaceted than that. And Olivia Miles has played a big part in that. And they were able to, make them pay even against a really good defense.
Olivia Miles now has the most 3 points made in a rookie season in franchise history, passing Maya Moore. When you look at this season from Olivia Miles, when you started covering this team, I mean, did anyone see the level of dominance? I mean, there you're crazy if you're not talking about Olivia Miles as a straight up MVP, not just Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's so quickly, you know, sort of surpassed the, you know, those Rookie of the Year conversations and inserted herself into, you know, all WNBA first team. Pretty much, I would say, a lock at this point. You know, I think that kind of coming into the team or coming into the season at draft night, you know, Cheryl Reeve was talking about how important the point guard position is. And you know, if you can kind of bring in someone that you think is going to be a franchise, you know, potentially dynasty, like point guard, like Lindsey Whalen, and bring that in and kind of usher in, you know, an era of the team with them running point, then that's something that you'll want to do. But there's such a learning curve at that position, right? Like, you're kind of handed the keys to the team's offense, and you know, the ball's in your hands a lot. And, you know, with that can come turnovers and mistakes. And, you know, not that, you know, Olivia hasn't had those moments at times, but,
sure. You
know, it's been rare. It's been few and far between. She's shown that she can play make, she can score, you know, she's versatile and just kind of balances that, like, you know, running a really efficient and machine-like offense while making it look fun as well. And just like they're having a ball out there on the court. And so, yeah, it's been, you know, super interesting to watch up close. And, you know, just from people I talk to that follow along as fans, as spectators, they're having a blast as well.
Washington is next. Then Golden State is back at Target Center on Monday. When you look at the rest of the season, what are you watching for as the Lynx sort of head towards the playoffs that they've already clinched a spot in?
Yeah, the Lynx have already clinched a spot, like you mentioned, and then that win over Golden State gave them a pretty clear path to maintaining the number one seed. You know, now four games ahead of Golden State, as well as holding the tiebreaker in their season series over them. And so it would take a pretty sharp turn in order for them to lose a hold of that here with seven games left to play. But, you know, they definitely still have a pretty tough schedule coming up with, like you mentioned, Washington and Golden State. They go to Atlanta as another playoff team. And then after the FIBA break, that'll put them through mid-September, they get New York, Connecticut, and the Indiana Fever twice. So it'll be a good test. I think what I'll be probably looking out for most is, you know, kind of rotations and what we think that Cheryl is going to play lineups-wise and minutes-wise, kind of as they push into the playoffs. I think, you know, the bench will shorten, and it already kind of has as they go into the postseason. And so it'll be interesting to see what they like, what they don't like, and maybe how they can, you know, anticipate some of these matchups of teams that they might, you know, play here in the next few weeks and then see again come the postseason pretty soon.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I mean, Golden State has been so impressive this season, but they just can't quite crack the Lynx, right? There's something about the Lynx that, for you, is it the game planning? Is it the coaching? Or do the Lynx just have too many weapons?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, two great coaches on either side of that matchup. I mean, Shari, four-time coach of the year, and she's given even pregame yesterday was giving kudos to Golden State's Natalie Nicasse, who was 2025 coach of the year, for what she was able to do with that Golden State expansion team. And so, but I just think that, Cheryl knows how to utilize all those weapons, like you mentioned, that the Lynx have. I mean, I think that they have five players on the court, now with Nafisa Collier back, that could, wouldn't be a surprise to see anyone drop 20 points in a night. And that's just something that, that very few teams can say. And so if someone's having an off night, they've got ways to sort of counteract that. So,
well, you never know when Kayla McBride is going to launch 10 3-pointers and score 43 points, right?
Right. Yeah. It's always a threat.
Maybe she's got, I hope she has more left in the holster. We don't need to, you don't need to get 43 points in one night necessarily. It's pretty fun. Cassidy, I hope people are plugged in. This Golden State rivalry with that team back on Monday has been fun, especially as, let's be real, the WNBA headlines have been largely about, political issues, social issues, personality conflicts, big superstars in the league. And Golden State has the number two seed, and they've just sort of been doing the work. The Lynx, for the most part, also have not been courting controversy, other than perhaps the one game where Indiana was in town and Cheryl Reeve had the T-shirt about protecting trans kids. Otherwise, the Lynx have not really been in the throw of most of the WNBA controversy.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, like you mentioned, there's so many good storylines and, so many interesting matchups and stuff that'll come. And I think, once the corner kind of turns into the playoffs and some of these, matchups 1-8 and 2-7 and start kind of crystallizing, I think, that the basketball storylines will, be ripe for the taking. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of
see what people grab, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Cassidy Hedesheimer, thank you so much. Women's sports reporter, covers the Lynx for the Minnesota Star Tribune. Thanks, Cassidy.
Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Go get those tickets for Monday night, right? In advance of the state fair. The breaking news that we heard at the top of the hour, and there will be a news conference in the next 10 minutes or so talking about the deal. The whole thing is so weird, isn't it? Like, well, we're going to court to try to get these gangbangers. Is it that easy? Could we go to court and just get gangbangers to stop being in the gang? Is that a thing? You just get a court order and they don't come? Well, we're not admitting we're in a gang, but all right, I guess no all-you-can-drink milk for me. I just wonder where you're at about the fair and safety. Are you reconsidering? I'm impressed with the proactive measure to try to shut this down using the civil court. What do you guys have to say about it? 651-461-9226. Are you changing your plans at all? We'll talk about that when we come back.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.